Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, September the 6th, 2022. I am Tungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the opening of schools for the third and final term. Students returned to class yesterday, with some schools turning away those that have not paid boarding fees, especially. To make matters worse, the learning institutions are also demanding the bulk of the fees in U.S. dollars. Teachers' unions are warning many children may drop out of school as parents struggle with the enduring economic challenges. While government policy says schools cannot prevent learners for non-payment of tuition fees, schools argue they can block those that have not paid boarding fees. As many parents worry about the future of their children tonight, Primary Education spokesperson Tonga Nandoro says parents having challenges must approach school authorities to make payment plans. The question we are asking, therefore, tonight is, have you paid Caesar what belongs to Caesar? Lee Chonanjani Zulugandaba, siyahlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngokuvula kwezikolo okuza ngesikhathi abazali abaningi bekhala ngemali yama-school fees. Ekuvulweni kwazo izolo ezinye izikolo zibikwa zixotshe abantwana abangakabhatali ikakhulu i-boarding fees zisithi abazele mali. Isikolo eziningi sibikwa zihlawulisa ingxenye enkulu yedola leMelika kuthi encane nje iyo ezithi ingahlawulwa ngemali yaseZimbabwe. Umbuzo omkhulu esibuza namuhla, ikakhulu yini bazali ngothi selenelisile na ukuhlawulela abantwana besikolo. Kwazwayi vatereri beStudio 7 na nasi muchirongwa cheLive Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yekuvhurwa kwezvikoro nezuro. Zvimwe zvikoro zvinonzi zviri kudzinga vana vasati vabhadharirwa mari dzedzidzo, zvikuru sei vadzidzi vekuzvikoro zveboarding. Kunyange hazvo hurumende ichiti hapana mwana anofanirwa kudzingwa kuchikoro nenyaya yekusabhadhara, zvikoro zvekumaboarding zvinoti zvine kodzero yekudzinga vadzidzi vasina kubhadhara mari dzekugara kumaboarding facilities. Zvikoro zvakawanda zvinonzi zviri kuda kuti vabereki vabhadhare chikamu chikuru chefees nemadhora ekuAmerica. Masangano evarairidzi anoti nyaya yemaschool fees iyi inogona kuita kuti vadzidzi vakawanda vataze kuenderera mberi nezvidzidzo zvavo. That's what we are talking about this night on your program, The Connection. Joining us tonight, that's our first guest, is Zibusiso Moyo, Deputy Coordinator of Lupane Youth Development Trust. Zibusiso, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
I see a pillar. See, let him baba pilile labo abalaleli. Nguzela pans, mamoyo nzacela wenyuse ipimbo. Kancane ukubana sezwane kanti laba abalaleli labo ebakuzwe. Let's dive in, Zibusiso. Schools opened yesterday and we understand that Many of them are sending kids back home, saying that they must, you know, money up front. What's your take on this?
I think this is a huge challenge. Kubantwana lasebazalini ekutheni i-access to education isisuka i-right yabo isithethe ilungelo labo selithethe kumbe ingathi selincindezeliwe ngoba sokuthiwe imali phambili. Sikhangele umkhonono welizwe isimo somnotho nxa kuthiwa imali phambili umuntu emuva abantu abayiholi ngemali le engama-US. So kusuka kube nzima baba ukuthi abantwana bexotshwe ezikolweni ngokufuleka ukubhadala i-school fees. Njalo nxa bexotshwa yitheni yokugcina le ezifundweni zabo ekutho ukuthi kokona abanye bakhangelela ukuthi bahlale bebhala ama-exams abo njengoba kungu-term 3. Khona lokhu kuzabaphambanisa kakhulu ukuthi school fees ngoba kuzathatha isikhathi abanye ukuthi imali beze beyitholi. Ngiyakhumbula ukuthi abanye bayahlala nabo-2 weeks umuntu engayanga esikole because ini isiza kayi-raisan. So that's a very huge challenge and I think it's going to affect even the performance yabantwana at school with the writing classes.
Siyabonga ma Moyo Zibusiso Moyo, deputy coordinator weLupane Youth Development Trust. Please do stay on the line as we welcome our second guest. That's Mr. Obed Masaraure, leader of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, ATUZ. Mr. Masaraure, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for having us here.
Thank you so much. Give us an overview of the situation in schools, Mr. Masaraure. Given reports that schools are turning away students who have not paid school fees, what's the situation like as of today?
Yeah, it is very unfortunate that the responsibility to fund basic education is on the shoulders of the government of the day, and we have a government who is emerged on that particular responsibility. We have learners who are not supposed to be in school, who can pay, but the government is supposed to pay for everyone and anyone. But unfortunately, because of government policy, when they claim that they will take care of the vulnerable through a BEAM scheme, unfortunately, the BEAM scheme was supposed to take care of the vulnerable, but every learner in Zimbabwe is now vulnerable. Looking at the poverty levels in Zimbabwe, everyone is living in deep poverty and they deserve government support. So what we have witnessed is some learners are so scared to be at the school because they know that if they don't bring the money, they'll be chased away. So on the opening day, we were so shocked to get statistics that were as low as 1%, 2%, 3%. We ended up with an average of 7% for rural schools of learners coming to school. Why? Because they knew their parents were not prepared to pay. Today, we got further news that even those schools that ordinarily attract learners who are from middle class families are failing to be in school. But in school, for example, with the learner who is the child of a teacher, a nurse, a police officer, they are trying their best to get the best education for them. They can't be in those schools because the government is not paying their own workers. So at the end of the day, we now have a scenario where the schools are deserted. Government will insist that people, no one should be chased away from school, but the schools don't take any of that. Once they promise to pay, is not enough. The schools need learning material, they need teaching material. We have been speaking to school masters, we have been speaking to principals of some schools. They are confirming that the biggest lecturer at the moment is the lack of teaching and learning materials in the school. So at the end of the day, I'll confirm to you, Mr. Mwenge, that learners are failing to make it to the classroom. The policy, the instruction, the grades are not enough. What schools need right now is the financial support to get the learning and the teaching materials. It's very unfortunate that in schools, even in urban schools, where learners now are milling around the schools, we've received these reports where learners were supposed to be in class are now in beer wars. We've received the reports where learners were supposed to be in school are now taking to house parties where they can't access the school facility. Their parents cannot pay. So they are now being lured by some people to be part of some house parties. It is very unfortunate. So it is a
ndimbopindira ipapo wamasarauri. Iko imimi sesangano revarairidzi vekumaruva. Mungati zvinhu zvakamira sei kumaruva? Vari kudzingwawo here vana uko?
No, ndinotenda nekuti atizi haimiri kumaruva chete, inomirira nyika yese. Ndoro zvatakawirirana kubva patakabva kuconference ya 2020. Asi kana mudaudzira zvekumaruva, zvaibikisanangurei ndichiti kumaruva vana vacho havachatodi kuenda kuchikoro, havatobviri vadzingwa because vanogara varega kuuya. Zvinoita kuti vagare varega kuuya ndechekuti kune nyaya yeone yatakabva kumashand yekuti vana vemagrade 7 vanonzi kunonzwa continuous assessment learning activities, anonzi makala-kala. Vabereki vaakungoaziya kuti anonzi makala. Vana havakutoya kuchikoro vegrade 7, 80% haina kudzhanjadzirwa kuchikoro kuti makala haiti vachatevera chikoro. Tienda kune zvimwe zvikoro kuvanhu vakawanda vaizati panonzi SGC chairperson akudzinga vana zvichadzingwa, vana havachaendi. Asi vana vari kuenda vamwe vanenge vashingirira vane chido nechikoro vari kunongodzingwawo. Saka kumaruva hongu zviri kuwanikwa. Saka attendance yekumaschools yekumaruva nenyaya yepovhati tiyakawandira kumaruva, vana vazhinji vatadza kuenda. Chekunyanyanisa nechekuti zvino varairidzi vacho vekumaruva vanotadza kunge vari muclassroom kuti vadzidzisewo vana ava. Vashoma vanenge vauya vari kusvika kusamurairidzi mangwana havachadzoki nekuti vanozvati kuchikoro ndekekunotamba, hakuna chiri kuitwa kuchikoro kwedu. Saka kumaruva kune dambudziko rakatokurisa rekuti kwazi mwana atadza kuuya, murairidzi atadza kuuya. Saka changodongo ezvimwe zvipanzi pane chikoro asi hakuna chiri kuitwa chinobatika.
Aha, aiwa tinotenda vamasarauri. Please do stay on the line. Havasanda kusixhuma vachangotibata. Inoiyi nepfenyuro yestudio 7. Musakazo studio 7 njalo sisakaza siseAmerica, Voice of America. Lamhlanje udaba esinalo ngolokuvulwa kwesikolo, sizwa kuthiwa baxotshiwe abantwana abaningi izolo lanamhla, kuthiwa imali phambili xa ungabhatalanga ifees ikakhulu i-boarding fees, hayi uyabuyiselwa umntwana esikolo, kuthiwa hayi hambe etshela abazali ukuthi imali phambili. Sizalipha ithuba linabalaleli njengabazali ukuthi hayi lani lethule imbono yenu, lisitele ukuthi lihlawulile yini ama-school fees kumbe kuhamba njani. Sibuyele kuzibusiso Moyo, our other guest. Mamoyo, abantu abaningi yebo bakhala ngefees kodwa abezikolo bathi labo ukuthi bakhona ukuthenga okudingakalayo izikolo zivulwe, abantwana kumele bahlawule. Uhulumende ngakolunye uhlangothi uthi yebo uyakunanzelela ukubana umumo unzima kodwa uthi akula mntwana omele axotshwe esikolo. Ngakho uthi abazali labezikolo kabakhulumisane. Ngokuzwa kwakho njengesakhamuza msho bakhona osubazwile, asebexotshelwa abantwana mhlawumbe abanye asebehambile ezikolo bayazama ukukhulumisana labaphathi, kuyasebenza yini lokho?
Ekukhulumisaneni lapha uthole ukuthi ezikolo basuka bethi hhayi thina nxa ungela mali akulanto esingakhulumisana ngayo. So without proper policies or even an aid i-government eyifakayo ukuthi hhayi thina sizancedisa izikolo ngalokho kumbe thina
sizathi abantwana sizabancedisa ngalokho akulamuntu ngoba nabo kuyaphilela ezisikolo ngoba kuyafunakala i-material yokufunda kuyafunakala if imali ingekho kuningi ukuthi kokona ukufundiswa kwakhona akukho so that's why ababalisi begcina bedimand ukuthi thina asikhulumisane umuntu esikufunayo kuyimali phambili so indaba yokukhulumisana isuka ingasebenzi ngoba both parties umzali lesikolo basuka bengawelelani ekutheneni bathi thina sifuna ukuthi sithole imali yokuzofundisa abantu abo angithi ngapho umzali uthi hayi mina imali angilayo angithi imali angilayo kumbokwakhatheki kumbe imali ngizayitholani odwana uthole ukuthi isikole angeke simlalele ngoba sona it's fair to make even imali and also buy those materials that are needed so mina ngicabanga ukuthi uhulumende ekutheni kukhulunyiswane lapha laye ule role yakhe ayidlalayo. Remember, there's been an issue of free education. I don't know which for how long. I think that where the government now comes in, which to bridge this gap between the parent and the child, you know, to make education accessible. Because now education is such exorbitant. But I'm going to go to school. I'm going to go to they end up not going to school. Mainly school fees, and that takes us to a lot of challenges among the youth, you know, in behaviors. I want to be clear that we are continuing to engage just because it started in a bit, there's a way that we need to. So I think what you could mean has to come up with some strategy which you can have on is all for them which is the function of food. Come on, what is the message? At the same time, abazali that because we cannot expect each abazali to fork out inkalakatha zezimali and abangelazo and futhi abangakwaziyo ukuthi bazazirayiza njani. So I think that has to be taken into consideration uhulumende nxa sibili elesifike ngale siqiniseko sokuthi education ibe accessible and ibe free kulizwe lezimbabwe ebantwaneni bezimbabwe.
Izikolo eziningi mamoyo sizwa kuthiwa ekufizi khonapho zithi mhlawumbe imali enengi ingxenye enkulu mpela enxa zithi 70%, 80% or 90% kumele ihlawulwe nge-US dollar then enye le ingxenye encane yiyo emele ihlawulwe nge-Zim dollar. Kodwa njengabazali liyakhala lithi hayi vela kusebenzi kungenziwani pho khona
akusebenzi kwana kulengokuba i-US dollar leli litholwa ngubani kahle kahle ngoba angithi thina sizirholela yena leyo imali yalapha nxa isikolo sesizafuna i-80% wamadola emeliwa kusuka kungabi kuhle and futhi kuze kusikhathi esikhathi ukuze ifizi iyangifunda ibhadala ngoba ekuzameni ukuthi uhlanganise imali yona leyo e-school fees ulisusa emalini yalapha uyisa kwele melika kuthatha yimali enkulu kakhulu. So kuba nzima sibili ebazalini ukuthi kokona ifizi ibhadale nge-US dollar leli thina esingaliholile njalo esingaligwanisile kathi kunani ukuthi asibhadaleni ini ngemali yona leyo esija esiyitholayo kusuka kungathi kuba unfair sibili ngase sicothelana sithi 80% nge-US dollar elivele ngaphi kahle kahle. So I think there has to be a little ngoba i-economy yethu sibili siyabona ukuthi yeyi iguqa phansi ngamadoda. So i-school fees ngase sichajwa ngamadola it means abazahamba esikolweni laba balawa ama-US dollar laba abangelawo it means ukuthi bona bazahlala phansi i-education abasayifinyeleli ngenxa yokuthi abalawo amadola lawa yini.
Siyabonga mamoyo qhubeka usecingweni and Mr. Masaraure Zuela please do stay on the line as we take a short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. For those that have just joined us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, as well as VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Now back to our guests. Mr. Masara Ure, we know with the program, which is chairman and yaze, my salaries. Rinjakamira say, Parisino, Paneva Kuramama Bas, I reckon out Varukuronga, Kuramama Bas.
Ah, that was the reason she writes a very good character in the Asana and Akuna Arukuronga, Kuramama Bas. Ukutekita ndichekuti vanhu vakarongerwa kuti havachakwanisi kuuya kubasa naemployer wavo. Saka varairidzi vese isu takatombozama tikati kana makwanisi aida ekubasa asi vazhinji vakatadza kukwanisa. Saka takatamara tichiona kuti only 10% ndo vakakwanisa kuenda kumabasa. So taitira kuti vanokwanisa endai taikuratidza hurumende kuti pamuri patoti we are incapacitated. Azirewe kuti tukukurudzira kuti vatichaende tichaende kubasa zviri kungoreva kuti vanhu havachakwanise kuuya kubasa. Zvaonekwa pakavhurwa zvikoro kuti varairidzi nekuvarwa kunyanya vakatotadza kuenda kubasa. Vanhu vaikwanisa kuenda tavapa kudziro vanhu vanenge vachitogarako anongomuka akakwanisa kubhedhera kofamba netsoko vasvika pabasa voti ndauya. Vaida kuzi vafambe vatravhele vabva kune zviko zvizvi vakwira muchovha nezvinhu vakakundikana. Ndobva takatanga kuti hurumende chitipaiwo kushen ye-$200 zvayo kuna tisha umwe noumwe zvake kuti akwanise kuenda kubasa tichimirira payday remuna September rekuti kana rakwana tinenge tani muripo unokwana sezvo hurumende rauvimbisa kuti tagadzirisa nyaya muhoro wedu muna September tichifunga kuti kugadzirisa kwacho kutipa pre-October 2018 yafika mari report. Tinoramba tichikurudzirwa nevanhu kunzi fivefoti haichaiti vatarisa cost of living kuti mapuraizi akwira nezvimwe tichiti aiyewa hatidi kuonesera hurumende yedu fivefoti iyoyo vakambotipa iyoyo yotsvinungidza kuti ikwane. Saka tokuti vanhu havatsa kuenda kubasa pakuvhura nekukundikana asi vazhinji vari kushingirira kuti devanga vari pabasa asi kana muna September makwana vakatadza kuti pachero fivefoti zvayo shoma iyoyo ichizakwani chitichero tukakungoonawo commitment yehurumende kwete tinoda mari vakatipa fivefoti tinoziva ticharamba tine zvikwereti ichishota nekuti munhu aitambira fivefoti muna 2018 akufanira kunge akutambira 970 or 980 zvichitarisa kukwira kwoita mapuraizi
ezvinhuuti
tikuti hakuchikapedzera imwe. Saka vakazokundikana muna September kutipa mari iyi kwaza kwacho tichaenderei tinotaura kuti tine hurumende isina hanya.
Thank you. I'm sorry we have to leave it there, Vamasara Ure. We are out of time. Regai timbopa vatereri mukana nekuti nguva dzafamba, but thank you so very much. Vaobeta Masara Ure ndivo mutungamiri wesangano reAtuza. And as we reach out to our listeners, mpenduke kuwe mamoyo ngamafitshane kuinonga kuta ongathanda ukuxwayisa uhulumende.
Mina ngithanda ukuxwayisa uhulumende ukuthi indaba e-free education kudala siyibindele babanqubi, maybe it's that time ukuthi bethi review kumbe whatever policies they need to review
so that the education is accessible, ingabi too expensive ukuthi kona kona abafundayo ngabale imali abangela imali abasafunda. So I think there's need to look into education and into education system which kwenza ukuthi sikhulise isizwe sethu abantu abasha abalekusasa. Ngiyabona.
Maybe one more last question. Njengoba kulaba balayo, I think in a month's time, or grade 7, or form 4, labo form 6. Ubona bekhona yini mhlawumbe ukuxoshwa kwabantwana lokhu? Ubona kubaphazamisa yini mhlawumbe bekhona behluleka ukubhala imihloliso yabo yokuphela kwamnyaka?
Ngibona bekhona futhi abazayihluleka zabanye ngoba uyamuzi umuntu esithi angitholanga imali yokubhala, especially emakhaya ngapha, ngemali lezi ezifunakayo, i-school fees ngapha lezi zokubhala nama-deadline lani. Kuba nzima and ngibabona bekhona abazayihluleka ukubhala ngenxa yemali befunakalayo. And indaba yokuxothwa kwabantwana esikolo sibizi izabathambanisa njengoba ngengathi laphana ekuqaliseni ukuthi khona khona mentali vele umntwana ngithi uhambe esikolo esithi uyafunda. Xa esefike sixotshwa imali abazali ukuze beyithole ufuna ukuthi bazayithola accessing isikhathi useluzile vele khona phana on isikhathi lamali esenzakhe. So I think kuzabaphambanisa abantwana ekufundeni kwabo, especially these writing classes. This is the time ukuthi they are focused, they are in class, they are preparing for their exams. But instead they are dealing with ukuthi i-school fees. And futhi njalo baba emakhaya lapho kusanzima, i-cost of living isanzima. Uthole ukuthi abantwana they are just struggling vele first with ukudla kwendlini, you know. So kusuka kubo-school fees kusuka kube nzima kakhulu. And njalo I think yinto ezaba-affect-a in terms of i-performance yabo nxa besithi bahlalele imihloliso yabo yokugcina. Yabo.
Oko pane imwe nyaya yekuti vanasikana vakawanda vari kudropa out of school nenyaya yekuti vanenge vabata pamuviri. This has been a problem since I don't know when, but it seems it's increasing. What's your take on that?
Ukuthi abantwana bayaphuma esikolo ngenxa yokuthi sebezithwele babo. I think isuka endabeni yokuthi khona khona ischool, isuka endabeni yeschool fees ukuthi kungathiwa hayi imali kasisebayo kahlale phansi. The next thing umntwana uyenzayo, you know, sesuka khona lapho kasela nto yokuyenza because an idle mind is very dangerous. Umntwana ukuze agcinakale kumele besesikolo efundise and change that behavior. But uma engasekho esikolo at the age of 15, at the age of 16, you know, they are just people abaphandle lapha who are waiting to cry on this kid. And xa engasesekho esikolo ngumntwana osengozini kakhulu and ama-pregnancies, ama-teenage pregnancies, they are yet to rise if we continue like this. Education system yethu nxayini, especially laba abangathi basemakhaya abangela lwazi njalo aba-marginalized and lapho kule-poverty khona, because ngakuthiwa hhayi uswele imali yokubhala, you know, the next thing sesiba ngumfazi womuntu, you know, seyenza at that age. And it's so sad, it's very unfortunate ukuthi we have a girl child who is such a risk in esikhathi esinje.
Hayi, siyabonga mamoyo, Zibusiso Moyo, ungadinwa la kusasa.
Siyabonga.
Thank you very much. And that brings us to the end of our show. A big thanks to our guests. That's Zibusiso Moyo, Deputy Coordinator of Lupane Youth Development Trust. You also heard from Mr. Obeta Masaraure, leader of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, or ATUZ. A big thank you also to our guests and, of course, you, the viewers and listeners at home. Be sure to tune in again on Live Talk The Connection next week. But remember, our regular radio shows are on 7 days a week. I am Tungamili Nkomo in Washington. Good night, Zimbabwe.